This is Y100.
Hit music.
Stereo.
Miami's number one hit music station.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just...
The following program was pre-recorded.
Hi-yo!
It just always makes me laugh. I mean, I can't get enough of it. It makes my morning.
I don't even, notice that I'm sitting in traffic. I wake up to the show every day.
I literally listen all the time. It uses up all my data.
I just love their interaction. They really seem to genuinely love each other.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey, how many of us still have grandparents that are alive? Anyone?
Nope.
No.
Lucky if you do.
Yeah, very lucky.
Wait, hold on. Diamond does. Diamond.
Hi. Yep.
Yeah, you have grandparents that are still around?
I sure do.
She lives with her grandma, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, good thing she's alive, right?
Yeah. Hello.
You live with her. Has she taught you anything? What did you learn from your grandmother? I was thinking about this last night.
She's taught me a lot. Honestly, the main thing is to just do you. That's her slogan. Do you. Do what you want.
That's good.
If you don't want to do something, don't let anyone talk you into doing something that you don't want to do. Like, she's very much, stuck in her ways. Right. And it annoys me, but I like it.
Well, I know, but that's the same thing that annoys us about you. I'm kidding. No, but what, is there something she taught you? Like to do a thing?
Oh,
From her past, she taught you. She passed it down to you.
Oh, like cooking.
Like what?
Listen, she knows how to make pancakes. And by she, I mean me, because she taught me how to make these crispy golden pancakes.
There you go.
With a secret to it.
Other than life lessons, grandma taught you how to make the perfect pancake.
Mm. Yes.
My grandmother taught me how to make biscuits.
Oh.
And I know how to make them because of her. And I saw what she put in there, and it was not healthy.
No. But
not
it's good.
All.
Excellent.
Scary. What's your grandma, grandfather, who?
My grandma taught me how to make the perfect omelet. That's why I'm such an omelet aficionado these days.
Well, see, this is all food related.
No, my grandma used to tell me to air it out at night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She used to say, you should air it out. What do you do? Yeah, I remember her telling me that. I'd be like, whatever. She made the best meatballs, but she never taught me how to make them. But
what? Well, so do you air it out every night?
I do not. I do not listen to grandma as much as I should.
Can I have specifics on what that means?
It means you shouldn't wear underwear.
That's what I thought.
Or
okay.
Like pants.
Yeah. I just want to know.
Just your nightgown.
Air it out.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I may take your grandmother's advice. Mm-hmm. So Alex's grandfather taught him how to do woodworking and how to build things. And he still does it. And he taught him how to play golf. He learned a lot of stuff from his granddad.
That's awesome.
You know what? Of course, other than Diamond, our grandparents they're gone.
Yeah.
But it's good to remember the time. I remember my grandfather. On my mother's side, I think, by example, he taught me how to smoke a cigarette in one puff.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I never did.
Solid trick.
Yeah, there you go. So here's to the grandparents.
Yes.
To the grandparents.
Nate, you're being so quiet over there.
No, I'm thinking about, I unfortunately didn't know my one grandmother, and then my grandfather, who I really wish I would have known, passed when I was 9. But my grandmother... She would use me and my brothers as manual labor, so I learned how to do all sorts of things outside. Because
like what?
Garden beds, gardening.
See?
I mean, I actually really enjoy it now because it reminds me of my grandma.
So you considered it manual labor back then.
Well,
but now it's like you actually learn how to garden from your grandmother.
It was funny because, I mean, we were like 9, 10. She would pull up to the house at 7 a.m. All right, get in the car. We're going to Buzzin' Bees, which was like the hardware store. And we'd pick up these big cinder blocks and go to my grandma's backyard and build garden beds.
Oh,
see,
my God,
you see,
so
you
cool.
Learn something.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening, you probably learned something you just didn't really remember it.
Yeah.
But you did. You did.
So I didn't have either of my grandpas growing up. They both died pretty young. But all of the other kids in the family knew my dad's dad, so my one grandfather. And they swear, they will all tell you that I am him reincarnated. He died 2 months before my birthday, before I was ever on the planet. And they said everything about me from the moment I was born is just like him.
Wow.
He was naughty, apparently.
Also, something you could have learned from your great-great-grandfather is... how to try to stop colonization in your country.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've learned how to make salt from the ocean.
There you go.
It's amazing. We all have things.
We do have things.
I learned how to be a revolutionary.
You did, from your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mela Gandhi.
Hey, this is Rihanna, and you're listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing. Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I was flirting with somebody yesterday, and he meant it well, but he was like, you are so cute. And I was like, I'm 26. There needs to be a better word than cute. Cute is for 10-year-olds.
Right.
Aww. It's more than looks. Cute is attitude and effervescence.
Yeah, personality.
Elvis Duran on the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays, 5 to 10.
Do you ever wonder where your favorite foods come from?
Like, what's the history behind bacon-wrapped hot dogs?
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria.
Hi, I'm Maite Gomez-Rejon.
Our podcast, Hungry for History, is back.
And this season, we're taking an even bigger bite out of the most delicious food and its history.
There's a mention of blood sausage in Homer's Odyssey that dates back to the 9th century B.C.
B.C.?
Listen to Hungry for History on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search Hungry for History and start listening.
How can it be you and me? My people to be, can't unsee it. But I don't wanna cross no scene. I'm usually so unproblematic, so independent. Tell me why.
Let this get intertwined.
hearts for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, you know they for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, come give me your lo, 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 lo.
Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your While you're doom scrolling, why not win some exclusive tickets to South Florida's hottest shows? Follow us at Y100 Miami.
Cause it was always you. phone tap.
A little letter came in and says, "Dear Elvis, my grandfather has a tendency to be short with people if his feathers are ruffled. Most grandfathers are. He recently bought a computer from a popular area electronics store and was told he had 6 months to pay it off. What a great idea. Please phone tap him and accuse him of being delinquent with his payments. Take away the interest you credited him for, and he'll get really mad." From his granddaughter, Melissa. What is better than playing a phone tap on granddad? Scary, are you going to do the honors?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Frederick, please?
Well, you're speaking to him.
This is Manny Petty over at the accounts receivable department.
Yes.
Yeah, this has everything today, sir.
Pretty good.
You just made the last of 6 payments on that computer you bought from us?
About a month and a half ago. I guess you're a little late with the follow-up, right?
It took you 8 months when our policy was 6, and I see we've credited you the interest.
You didn't credit me. When I bought it, they told me I had 4 years to pay it out. I don't pay interest.
Did you read the fine print, sir?
Yeah, let me finish my story, okay?
Oh, whoa, you're getting a little rude here.
Yeah, well, because you're telling me that you miscredited me and you're talking about my money. When I spoke to the gentleman, he says, well, you don't have to pay interest if you pay it off in 6 months.
Right.
And that's what I did. I paid it off in 5.5 months.
Well, we just got your payment last week.
You didn't just get my payment last week.
Well, that's when it was posted.
Well, that's not my problem. You want me to pull out my money order? I sent that payment to you a month and a half ago, a U.S. money order.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why did it just come across my desk last week?
Now, what happens in your office, I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out why I have a delinquent payment here, sir.
Listen, if you look at my record from the refrigerator I bought to the TV to the computer, I was always 2 weeks early with my payment.
Right.
I don't have no delinquent payments, and I wouldn't even want to be accused of that.
We get deadbeat customers like you all the time, sir.
You get deadbeat customers like me all the time?
Absolutely.
Listen, let me speak to somebody that's bigger than you, okay?
I'm the biggest man in the office at 248 pounds, sir.
I'm not talking about your weight. I couldn't care how big you are. I'm talking about somebody that I can speak to. You're telling me I'm a deadbeat?
Yes, you are, sir.
Listen, you piece of
Oh,
and,
oh!
Yeah, you're a piece of okay?
Sir, okay. Hold on a second. You still with us, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Like, kill this poor guy.
Grandpa.
Scary, what are you doing to him?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Manny Petty again. How you doing, sir?
I've been better.
Are we going to get through this, or do I have to take away your $100 rebate as well?
What do you mean?
This will be a re-rebate.
A re-rebate?
Yes. We're recalling the rebate.
I just want to say something to
what?
You, okay?
What? What's the matter? What?
There ain't nothing the matter.
You have a lot of problems.
I have a lot of problems?
Yeah, it sounds like you have some issues.
You got me so f***ed up over here.
Oh, please.
No, I'm serious.
You want to get this out in the open? Go for it.
You're telling me I sent to the wrong address? Whatever goes in the window, that address.
The window?
What are you trying to make a fool out of me, mother? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to make a fool out of me?
No, sir. I just want to tell you that you're not getting your interest. We're going to discredit that, so I don't want you calling and crying.
In other words, the upset is not interested in my business. Is this what you're telling me?
We'll take your money just the way we take everybody else's.
I'm sure you will take my money like everybody else, and I have no problem paying my bills.
Yes.
If you look at my payment record, you always receive my money 2 weeks ahead of time.
You might want to try purchasing a new pair of glasses next time you send this stuff out, though.
I would like to speak to somebody above you.
Would you like me to transfer you?
Yes, please.
Mr. Michael Oppenheimer speaking.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Listen, I want to speak to somebody about clearing up something that's not true and somebody talking to me like I'm an ass.
Sir, what happened?
I purchased a computer. Who am I speaking to?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Let me call you back. Give me your number, Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Excuse me, sir. Is there something else that's bothering you?
Is there something bothering me?
Did you get up on the wrong side of the bed today?
Listen, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are with your wise-ass mouth? Really, I have no idea why you're trying to give me a problem. I'm not a young kid.
Are you cranky because your hemorrhoids are flaring up?
You're f***ing me up now. I don't know what you're trying to pull here or do.
Please hold. Hello, did you talk to my boss?
I've never been treated like this here in my life, okay? I've never been told that I'm a deadbeat by any manager of a big firm like yours. Never.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I just put you on the phone with your granddaughter, Melissa?
Hi, Pa.
You
Your granddaughter, Melissa, thought it would be funny to play a radio prank on you. This is Scary Jones, and you've been phone-tapped.
Oh, my God! I love you, Pa! If she was here, I'd kick her ass.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show.
I was flirting with somebody yesterday, and he meant it well, but he was like, you are so cute. And I was like, I'm 26. There needs to be a better word than cute. Cute is for 10-year-olds.
Right. Aww.
It's more than looks. Cute is attitude and effervescence.
Yeah, personality.
Elvis Duran and the Y100 Morning Show. Weekdays, 5 to 10.
Do you ever wonder where your favorite foods come from?
Like, what's the history behind bacon-wrapped hot dogs?
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria.
Hi, I'm Maite Gomez-Rejon.
Our podcast, Hungry for History, is back.
And this season, we're taking an even bigger bite out of the most delicious food and its history.
There's a mention of blood sausage in Homer's Odyssey that dates back to the 9th century B.C.
B.C.? Listen to Hungry for History on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search Hungry for History and start listening.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
I can't stop the feeling.
So just dance.
Thank you.
and the Morning Show.
Which would you rather not have leaked? Your text messages or your camera roll on your phone? Think about that.
No, no need. I've said some things so on, Danielle. I've said some text. I've sent some texts that I do not want leaked. So.
Wow. What about you, Gandhi? We might as well just open it up a little bit. I mean, which would you rather have leaked or not have leaked? Your text messages or your camera roll?
I would rather not have my text messages get out so it could be my camera roll. I would be mortified at both, but I would be far more mortified at the text messages because sometimes I'm just a psychopath and I know that.
Mortified? What's on your yes. camera roll that is mortifying?
You know, come on, I'm in a long distance relationship. There's all kinds of stuff. But worse than that, it's like when I screenshot someone else's conversation to send to someone, like talking crap. I don't want people to see that I did that. I got to go in and delete a whole lot more.
All right. Yeah. Oh, man. Happy deleting. Let us know, which would you rather not have leaked, text messages or camera roll? I have nothing. There is nothing on my camera roll. I mean, zero. There is not one photo on there other than me, you know, looking like I'm, you know, twisted or whatever. There's nothing on there that's provocative or whatever. Yeah. So am I the only one that doesn't have like one X-rated photo in his camera roll?
I mean, I definitely do.
Wait a minute. Are we counting the cloud, like the stuff that you can get from the cloud? Or are we just counting like your actual phone?
No. If it's on the cloud, it's on your phone.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep. Why does it make it? What does it make a difference for you, Danielle?
No, I'm still saying text message. I'm still going with the text message.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Andrea is on line 24. Let's see. Hey, Andrea, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Hi. This is crazy. I've never been on the radio before.
Well, it's a liberating experience. So, Andrea, which would be more terrifying if they leaked your text messages or your camera roll?
My camera roll, for sure.
Do you care to explain why?
Yeah, well, definitely had long-term ex-boyfriends before, and now I have a girlfriend, change of life. I think I've never actually gone through my pictures and deleted things. So I can't even imagine what's there. I think I have like 16,000 photos on my phone.
Wow. Right.
And so scattered through those 16,000 photos are photos of
you like might what? See a penis.
Oh, you might see a penis. Okay. I feel so boring. I have no penises on my phone. There are no penises on my phone. I feel so boring. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for sharing. Andrea, thanks for sharing with us. Have a good day. Protect your phone. Put a password on there. Double it up. Kelly on line 23. Here we go.
She dropped. 1 second. I'll get her back.
Well, just tell us what she said, Nate.
Well, she said that her text, she would not want them to get out because if anybody saw them, they'd say she's a psychopath. So.
Oh, really?
Same.
Wow.
Hey, if you know that you're sending out texts that don't put you in a good light,
yeah,
maybe you should rethink what you're texting.
Okay.
Maybe.
You get into an argument with somebody and then you start yelling, and I actually yell in text message, like I will capitalize everything and just keep sending it so I look extra crazy. And I just, you know, people don't need to know that. Just let me get mad every now and then.
Okay. So you're blowing off steam on your texts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then how many times after you do that, Gandhi, do you come back and go, okay, I overreacted? Ever?
No, sometimes I do. Sometimes I say sorry. But I think for the most part, if I'm mad, it's because I was absolutely right about what I was mad about and somebody else needs to apologize.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. So you think if that got out, no one would understand it except for you and the person you were yelling at. So I get that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Line 24 is Kelly. I think we got her back. Hey, Kelly.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing okay. So obviously you have nothing on your camera roll that you're overly embarrassed about, but on your text messages, it's a different story.
Yeah. Very different story. If anyone read my text messages, if people went through my text messages with my ex, they would think I was a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because I go off on him on the worst things, on the stupidest things for no reason.
Right. So, I mean, he obviously pushed you over the edge and you, you just wanted to let him know how you felt. Okay. I see. I see. So, do you ever go back and read them and go, oh my God, I can't believe I was living through that?
All the time. Like every single day.
Yeah. So maybe it's good to be able to go back and read them to remind you of where you don't want to go ever again. Right?
Yeah, but then I go back to it sometimes.
Yeah, I gotcha. Don't do it. Don't relive that. All right, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Make sure you protect your text messages. Yes, Gary, what's up?
You know, you could have my camera roll. Like you, Elvis, I don't care. There's nothing on there. That, I mean, my pictures are boring. However, I am a part of so many group threads with groups of friends that I don't even want to be a part of them. I feel like leaving the conversation because the threads are just crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But I'm telling you, and I know a lot of people have those threads, you know, where they share like pictures and memes and videos. And I'm like, don't send me this. This is NSFW.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Gandhi.
Isn't that like what brought down the mayor of Puerto Rico or mayor of Puerto San Juan, right? Something like that with his group text.
The governor.
But right. Yeah, the governor. I think that once that unsend feature comes to all of the phones, it's going to change the game. And I've just been waiting for years and years because every now and then, yeah, you do regret a text message and you would like to unsend it. So someone cannot go back and then
I don't trust that unsend though. It's still out there. You don't see it. It's still there.
True. Right. But it's just less of a chance.
You should see the texts that are coming in. My text messages, because in my text messages, I have pictures. Oh, so they combine them to the two controversial aspects. Yeah. I once found a phone on the local walking track, no password, so I went straight to the pictures just in case I passed the owner walking by. No luck, but I saw a topless, very pregnant woman in the pictures ending up calling her mom and met her a few minutes later. Look, you know, you never know what kind of friends you're going to make when you pick up someone else's phone. Yeah. So think about it. Do you really have that many sexual photos? This is what this is about. Sexual photos, embarrassing photos, if they got out, versus you just going off and not using any filter whatsoever and screaming at someone on your text messages, which I've been known to do.
It happens.
So, you know, I think the moral of the story here is think about it long and hard. What's on your phone and on your cloud, in your cloud right now. Mm. Wow. You really have that on there?
Oh. Nope.
It's a lot worse than you think.
Yeah.
I really do think so. Froggy, what's on yours? The camera or the text messages?
I'm not releasing either one. You could just go ahead and shoot me. I would not release either one. And if I did, I would have an identity change.
Wow. Nope. So you would be canceled this year. This would be the year of canceling Froggy if it all got out.
Yeah, for sure.
Finally, we go to line 9 and talk to Kaylee. Hi, Kaylee. Good morning. Which would you rather not be leaked, your text messages or your camera roll?
Like Gandhi, I'm a bit of a psychopath when it comes to text messaging. But I can leak my photos. But my friend was going through it just to see if anything, you know, condemning was in it. And she came across a photo that I took, not a photo, but a screenshot that I took a while back of a porn star who looked exactly like Nate.
Really?
She was like, wait. Yeah, she was like, wait, is this Nate? I'm like, oh, no. It just looks like him. So I screenshotted and it was really funny.
Well, hold on. What's his, do you know his name? I want to compare.
I don't know his name. It was one of those Prime member photos, you know, like the previews.
Now I gotta go find this guy.
If you find hold on.
I still have the screenshot. If somebody wants it, I can send it to them somewhere. But
email it.
Email it to. I'll get the email address later.
Yeah, email it to, who? I don't know. Who do they mail it to?
You, Elvis. I don't know. I mean.
Don't send me porn. See, the people try to text pictures to our text messaging and it doesn't work. We can't see those photos. Yeah. But isn't there like a general mailbox or something?
Yeah, it's Elvis at Elvis Duran is kind of the
It is?
Yeah.
I don't even know that password.
Or you could send it to us on DM on Instagram if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
DM it to us. Yeah, I know.
Down in the DM.
Guys, hold on, everyone. DM it to Elvis Duran Show at Instagram, okay? Okay. If anyone has any nude photos, if anyone has any nude photos of any of us, please DM them to us now at Elvis Duran Show.
Thank you. I can't. It looks exactly like Nate. It looks exactly like Nate.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. All right, Kaylee. We'll be the judge of that. But thank you for listening. And I hope you have a good day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. And there you have it.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, yeah.
We at Jingle Ball, baby!
Saturday, December 21st.
People in Jingle Ball ready to have a good time. Make some noise!
For the first time ever,
Y100's Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One, is in downtown Miami.
Live on the Kaseya Center stage.
Oh, nah, 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 nah.
Camila Cabello.
Kid Leroy.
If you can't be right, yeah, I do the same thing. I told you that I never would.
Benson Boone.
These beautiful things that I've got.
When you talk dirty to me.
Jason Derulo.
Sweetie.
That's my best friend.
Khalid.
Tinashe.
The legendary T-Pain.
And Isabel La Rosa.
Capital One cardholders get tickets to Y100's Jingle Ball before anyone else, starting tomorrow morning at 10.
Capital One is the proud presenting partner of Y100's Jingle Ball, decking the halls for a decade by bringing great products, rewards, and services to their customers. What's in your wallet?
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, seize everything you ever wanted. One moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddies, he know he won't have it. He knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose itself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better. The soul's escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder. Homie grows hotter. He blows. It's all over. These fools is all on him. Coast to coast knows he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These fools don't want him no more. He's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told. It unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and
Program were pre-recorded.
Do something crazy!
We're about to do something wacky on the Wacky Morning Show. Good morning. It's the Wacky Morning Show.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had sex with him. Yeah, I tongued him.
Do something crazy!
Do you mind if I put my toe on your ankle under the table?
Get you, my pretty.
Do something crazy!
I would most certainly come back as a straight female so I could have sex with all the hot straight boys.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man!
All this burping is turning me on?
What?
Do some crazy!
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Okay, to ease into your Monday. You don't have to thrust it in, just ease into your Monday.
Oh, really?
It is Monday, September 30th. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Morning!
Doing okay? Hello, Scary.
Hi.
Froggy, how you feeling?
Good morning, I'm good.
Danielle's in the house. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
Gandhi, good morning.
Good morning.
And there's producer Sam looking mighty fine. Hi,
good
producer.
Good morning.
There's Scotty B in Master Control.
Hi there.
Buenos dias, señor Nate.
Buenos dias, devil.
Hey, I don't know. I was like, what song do we play? And someone just said, just throw the dart. So we threw the dart and it landed on, oh, look. All don't right. You worry, child. Okay. Is this okay? Can we do
this? Yeah. There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.